Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
I do not know, but before we finish up, somebody that is grateful and thankful, any amount of thanksgiving you want to engage on the altar of the Lord. This is not part of anything. It's just you feel like doing it is fine. It's all right. God is good. Too good. You have been faithful. We give you glory. We will not just... David said, I will not give you a sacrifice that will not cost me. We just honor you and bless your name and adore you and sublimate you and macrograph your holy name. Thank you that we are still alive, blessed, well. We can breathe, we can talk, we can swallow. Yeah, we can sleep. We woke up this morning. God, we give you glory. Our children are intact. We are not in the children's hospital. We are not in the pediatric ICU. Thank you. Oh, Shana. Hey. We are not in the mortuary this morning. We are dear now. We are dear. We are dear. To me, by the work of some young summer. Ah, my Lord. And when I'm here, can we be true? Can we be true? Can we be true? Jesus, my Lord. Hey! Can see a man also. Go, go, go. Raise your two hands to the King, your Majesty, we honor you. We bless you for your lordship, your faithfulness, and your holiness. You sit enthroned in the cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat. And who is like unto you? Who can be compared unto you? This Sunday morning we have come from afar and near in the city of Accra to sublimate you and to macrograph and exalt and extol you. You are God by yourself. You do not need the help of anybody to be God. You speak and it's established. You declare and it comes to pass. You commanded and we woke up this morning. We are here by your grace, not by might that anybody should boast. Yeah, we want to lift holy hands, praise and honor, adoration and sublimation. Thank you Oh, thank you. Thank you. Not everybody is alive this morning. Some died this morning in the hospitals. Some died on the war front. Others died in accidents. Some people are mad right now. We give you glory for your goodness, for your love and mercy. The fact that we are alive, even if we don't have the millions yet, we are content. Yes, we are content with everything that you have given us. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah to the Son of God. You reign enthroned. Hosanna is the Son of God. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give you thanks. Within this short period of time, Father, speak in power, clarity, in revelation, in your awesome majesty and splendor. You are wisdom and power at the same time. Speak in wisdom. Bring your fullness in power. Speak, oh God, until the yokes are broken, until the limitations are removed, until we come to the place of clarity and illumination and revelation. For no man have seen, it has not entered into the heart of man what God has for those who love him, but it has been revealed. This morning, grant us revelation to be able to know who you are. We want to see Jesus, and we want to know you and the power of your resurrection, the fellowship of your suffering, being made conformable unto your death. Speak, Lord, speak, Lord, speak, Lord, speak, speak, speak. Speak to the nation, speak to the hearts, speak to spirits, speak to our souls, speak. Oh God, speak. We give you thanks. You are on your throne. Have your way in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. That was a very powerful worship. Applaud them for me, please. You're looking amazing. I give God the glory this morning. I have a very brisk and very serious astute assignment. I would love to carry you with me in the presence of God. And I would love to ask the grace of God and the fullness of the Lord to be our portion. That everybody standing here is going to encounter the Lord in a very, very special way. Can I hear a good amen? Say a good amen. All right, good morning to all of you. This is Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM, and all these sister stations from around the nation, especially to the people of Tamale on Sweet Flow, 102.1 FM. God bless you for joining us. This morning, we also streaming live on Amansan Television. It's a joy to welcome you all in God's presence. May I use the opportunity to welcome all our friends on Facebook, Instagram, and also on YouTube. I welcome all our friends also on podcast. Life. What a joy and a great privilege to be with you. Let me use the opportunity to welcome my very own here at the Kwabnamponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra. My name is Kofi Otro. I'm going to be with you from now until we bring the curtain down on this. We're reminding you that this live broadcast service is being brought to you by Alabasa International Ministry. From now until top of the hour, it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you and your family as never before. In Jesus' name, John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. I solicit your rapt attention whilst I'm doing the preambulic submissions or the introductory submissions. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." because I would love to carry everybody with me. Allow me to read this particular one this morning for the sake of understanding our language. The Bible said in Johannes having read you that, allow me to read arguably the most astute and relevant verse of scripture in this particular end time. Eschatologically, I know that it can be argued by the theologians, but it's fine. Allow me to read it to you. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th, the 35th, and 36th verses. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. The Bible said, for as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch. The Bible said, pray ye always that ye may be accounted worthy. There are series of events, eschatological end time events that are coming upon the nations at the same time. We are going to see events that are not going to happen in patches of places or nations, and it's going to be on conservative occasions. No, the things or the series of things that are going to come to pass, ladies and gentlemen, are going to happen at the same time, at the same places, like coronavirus. It's happening at the same time in many places, everywhere. It's happening in Japan, happening in Korea, happening in Taiwan, happening in Hawaii, happening in America, happening in Europe, in the Near East, in the Far East, the Middle East, in Africa, in parts of it, happening in the Caribbean islands and the coastal lines of the, you know, the Caribbean. Happening everywhere at the same time. We are not the only people wearing masks in church. Yeah, we are not the only people. Because here there are people that are wearing masks in places that you do not expect them to be. Even miners underground are wearing masks. And may I commend the medical people. Wearing this mask is not a joke. Especially for those of you who have to wear it at work, like bankers, people who work in the corporate environment, insurance people, business people who work in the corporate environment. This thing is not a joke to wear it for 8 months. I know doctors who've been having all kinds of marks on their faces because of putting this on. I would try. Especially for those of you who work in the medical environment. This thing is an eschatological event. And if this is just one plague, the Bible talks about there shall be pandemics. The scriptures was very clear on Matthew chapter 24 and verse number, when he started from verse number 6, but particularly in verse number 7, he began to outline some very profound stuff. The Bible said a nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. So when we see a nation like Russia rising against a helpless nation like Ukraine, the world is watching helplessly. And there shall be famines, the Bible said, and there shall be pestilence. Turn this into a different version. And then I can get the word pandemics, another one possibly I will appreciate. In this particular one, the Bible said there will be famines, earthquakes will appear in various places. Another version, the scripture said in this particular one, there will be famine, earthquakes in many places of the world. In this other version, the Bible makes it, there will be famine, earthquakes in various places. In the other one, the Bible says there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. In this other version, the Bible says the same thing. In the other version, you know, he talks about there will be famines. I'm done with all my versions. In my language, the Bible's okay, relax. Let's go. Go back to it. Go back to the previous. This one. He said there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in different places. The word pestilences is the same word for pandemics. As a matter of fact, it starts with epidemics. Pandemics and endemics, that is the same word for that. And you can see the plural nature of it. It is not going to be one. Until this Russia war, the world was making noise with this coronavirus in our ears. Suddenly, corona has vanished. Suddenly, nobody talks about corona again. Delta variant, Omicron variant, Demicron variant, suddenly is vanished. Because we want to hear something else and talk about something else. We are tired of it. So we don't get tired of it. Many things are coming. You may be seated. May I solicit your attention? Thank you very much. I appreciate you. You're looking amazing this morning. I give God the glory for your lives. May the Lord continue to honor and bless you. Say amen. I have a very important assignment this morning, and I have limited time to do it. And so allow me to move a bit speedily. And so the grace of God, you know, if you have a pen and a paper, it will be of an essential use this morning. And also, if you are, you know, watching and listening to me, I would love you to raptly and attentively listen to, because this is not like, you know, we have a fine pulpiteer and a preacher that is preaching a nice sermon on a Sunday morning. You know, no, this goes beyond that. The church has a relevant assignment in the particular time in which I'm living it, and we cannot take any of that for granted. Put the same scripture, let me read it in my language. Lucas, the Bible said, you know, I like that particular 35. You will see it happening and going everywhere at the same time. This, the Bible is also talking about this. Follow me rapidly. You know, in Timon, the Bible said, be vigilant, because the things that are coming will sweep your heart away. I'm telling you, said, if you do not gain root, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you will sweep away from even God. You will burn all the Bibles in your house. Pressure biba anote. Pressure neba anote. The pressure that is coming on humanity and on the world. Sweet people, allow me. This is not preaching that scares people. You know, sometimes when I'm on the crusades and because I'm preaching and people are listening and all that. I met somebody one time when Ejase was at transition. You know, I went to the place to see him one, you know, Monday morning. I met this guy who came out of a very nice car. He's a prophet to draw. I said, yes, sir. He said, any time I hear you preaching, I get scared. And I'm saying, you better do. Because the things that are coming, Ohima, are not. But the sad thing is that the church is not talking about. At least when we raise awareness of what is coming, then you will be careful to maintain good works. And to guard against your salvation, ladies and gentlemen. Because this is not a joke. And you may see what we are seeing. It is scary. One of our sons, who is a son of this house, is a young doctor studying, a medical student studying in Ukraine. He sent me a picture of how he escaped. How? He said to me, the racism in Ukraine and Russia is unbelievable. Yeah. He said to me, everybody is being rescued but except them. So look at the picture he sent me. This was what he had to go through. He said, before the Nigerian students, Ghanaian students, Cameroonian students, Kenyan students, Ivorian, Burkinabe students, you dare not because you are black. Everybody is trying to escape. He said, Papa, give God thanks on Sunday for me. This was what the Lord took me through. Brought me out. Now I am in Germany somewhere. This what the Lord brought me through. This was what God brought me through. And so, you know, we get up in the morning. Anybody without Jesus, you will fall away. You will fall away. People will be suicidal. They will commit suicide. The things that are coming up. Do you know the number of people that have lost money this week? When our dollar, almighty dollar, decided to play himself. Yeah. Ghanaian businesses went like, shh. Like that. Somebody that was paying for $14,000, which was all around 86,000 Ghana cedis. Now the same amount is paying 103,600. That extra money, where are you going to get it from? And when you talk like this, people do not understand. When you go to Dubai, their dirhams have been to the dollar 3.66 for 20 years. 3 dirhams, 66 cents for 20 years. Our dollar started $1 with one cedi in a redenomination. Now we are almost one cedi, eight cedis, $1. That's where we are almost there. Things are coming. Me say, what sorry I no panic because me any money devotion as if I saw. That is how you will speak. Except the people that are deeply rooted in the Lord. Therefore, I want to speak to somebody. Hebrews chapter number 10. The Bible makes a submission. It's not part of my submission, but I just feel like reading it to you because it will be very essential to you. Verse number 35, the Bible said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of a reward. Put it in a different version. The Bible said very clearly, do not lose your courage then, because it brings with it a great reward. And then in this other version, the Bible said, do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings to you. And the other version says, so don't throw it away now. You were sure of yourselves then. It's still a sure thing. In the other version, the Bible says, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. In my language, he puts it, you know, in a nice way. I'm telling you, baby, they don't know a job. The Namia is gone. And so the Bible, you know, is making, I'm still in my preamble, the Bible is making this particular submission in the word of the Lord. And I sat down quietly and looking at this particular, I have not left my series. I'm still in Revelation chapter 13, and this is possibly my 10th submission that I've made to you. I call it the dynamics of the beast. Revelation 13, this time I'm reading only verse 6 for the sake of time. When I look at this particular thing, the Bible said, and the beast opened his mouth and blasphemed against God and against his name and against his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. I will read it another time. The Bible said the beast opened its mouth, blasphemed against God, blasphemed against his name and God's tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. In other words, heavenly hosts. The beast opened its mouth and blasphemed against it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very serious thing. There is blasphemy against God. If human beings can wake up and speak, you know, blasphemous statements, gibberish against Almighty God. The Bible said in the book of Jeremiah, Can the clay tell the potter, what are you doing to me? The clay does not have that particular power. In other words, if the clay should wake up and say, potter, why are you molding a pot? Why not a vase? The moment the clay does that, it is an error. There are so many errors right now that I see happening in my day. And ladies and gentlemen, I use the opportunity. One of those errors is Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse number 5. The Bible said, there is an evil thing which I've seen under the sun. It is an error that proceeds from the ruler. Yeah, I see an evil thing under the sun, and that evil thing is an error. In verse number 6, the Bible said, you know clearly, in the next verse, it's very clear. The Bible said, fully is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low places. In verse number 7, he goes further, I have seen servants upon horses, and princes are walking as servants upon the earth. And the Bible calls it an error. Look at another error that the Bible talks about. Isaiah chapter 32 and verse number 6. The Bible said, the Bible said, the vile person will speak venally. And the Bible continued to speak and said, and his heart will work iniquity and practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord and to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. Put this in a different version. Let me break it down a little bit. A fool speaks foolishly, and he thinks up evil things to do. What he does and what he says are an insult to God. Right now, people are boldly saying, forget about church. You people make too much noise. We don't even need your God. Right now, we need signs and not this prayer thing, whatever faith. We don't need your whatever. Insult to God. The church has even come to that place of understanding and accepting error against the Lord. Insult against God. And so when I sit down and I look at scriptures like, you know, first, 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Bible calls it amanihurubre, perilous times. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 1, the Bible said, notice also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. That, let's put it in GNT so that it will be a softer English. This, remember this, that there will be difficult times. Hey, there will be difficult times. Dede was telling me yesterday, she went to the salon on Friday, and the person that was the manager of the salon is telling her, please pray for us. And then she is asking for what? She said, because now our customers don't come. When you call them up to check up on them, why they are not turning up every week as they used to? They said these days they have to pay feeding fee and school fees and electricity bills and transportation are up. So they have decided to come once in 2 months. Once in 2 months! That's why I mean, you can relate to it. Of course, halu won't kai. It is a wapestaye bebo wa wo. Babo kon regu asye wo ba nu atamu ebu tuso. Wapebe mi ensembi. Udi weba ne no di weba china. By the time abe she third one, na first one, na sanye fresh. Wo ba nu ashe. Iwiye ma yeshe. Iwiye ma yeshe. Iwiye ma yeshe. To say, you know, people like my team who have uniforms, we have about 11 uniforms we wear. Omo the first basket, because they don't need to buy new clothes to church. It's uniform for 10 weeks and then they start all over again. It will not say, we are finding remedy to the problem. I'm not a hypocritical preacher. I'm preaching practical stuff. What is happening on the ground? I'm telling you what is happening on the ground. Iriemayeshe. Ewiemahye. The boastful, conceited, they are going to be insulting. Yeah, people are going to be disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, yeah, irreligious, in other words, faithless. They are going to be prayerless. They are going to be heartless. They are going to be loveless. They are going to be lawless. This will happen in my generation. And so in the verse number 3, the Bible continued, they will be unkind, merciless. They will be slanderous, violent. They will be fierce. They will hate the good and love evil. Yeah, they are going to be treacherous, reckless, swollen up with pride. They will love pleasure rather than God. Let us say that one musician is playing at the car park this morning. We will come and branch to the car park and go and, you know, enjoy pleasure. We don't care about God. Pleasure. Party! Party! There's something pleasurable. Yeah. This is why you see Christian girls going to club and showing back on Sunday at church. They can go there, drink their head off, and turn back on Sunday, and it's normal. Everything is normal. People came from their boyfriend's house this morning, and it's still normal. You are following somebody's husband, and your dead conscience does not speak anything to you because it's normal. Normal! Sometimes I ask myself, are you sure you will get access to eternal life if Christ appears in his kingdom right now? Are you sure? I ask myself very deep questions, ladies and gentlemen, because I realize that I am seeing a heartless generation, a spiritualless generation, a faithless generation, yeah, a prayerless generation, a loveless. We don't love God, we don't love ourselves, and we don't know love our neighbor. You will come upon them vehemently. And so that we are in a generation of error. And then the Christ. I see 10 errors in this generation. Number 1, spiritual error. Write it down. I want you to write it down. Put it in bullet points for me. Very bold, very clear. The 10 errors of the end time. The 10 errors that comes from the womb and the umbilical cord of the beast. Beastly character and traits. We will see it from the pulpit. Spiritual error. Now we are going to see witchcraft in the pulpit of the Lord. Idol worship. You were sitting on your computer and it pops up. Illuminati, do you want to be rich overnight? Pops up! We are Illuminati. We can make you rich overnight. I'm building on something serious. I'm climbing. I'll be there very soon. We are Illuminati. And now we have preachers that have gone for occultic powers and started churches, killing church members, using them as rituals. And you see a big church, and you see money, you see cars. We are not saying God cannot do that. We are not saying God cannot bless his people. But we know that many churches are false churches in this country. Yeah. Kwasi ansori. Jimmy, come on. I done it normal. When you Interesting. Young girls can go into swimming pool, take pictures, and put it on their social media status. Naked! And they feel proud. Sunday they are in church. It's an error. You don't know, I'm telling you. It is a grave error. Spiritual error will be here. People will come to church for communion, and then after communion, to abortion. Spiritual error. You are going to see that a lot. This is where we are going to see people who are not connecting from the womb of the throne of God, but they are connecting from carnality. They know how to preach. They know how to connect the scriptures. Good hermeneutics. Good homiletics. Proper apologetics. They can be able to do that. They can quote all the scriptures and do a good exegesis. You know, because they can be able to do all that, they understand systematic theology very well. You know, so they can pick theology, Christology, pneumatology, soteriology, eschatology, and put up a very good public speaking and presentation. But they lack the power of the wrath. They have a form of godliness. They talk like, they speak like, they sing like, but they are not, because even the devil has transformed himself into an angel of light. Therefore, we will have spiritual error. This is the very reason why, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you, when you come to church, you meet somebody here, they promise you, please submit that promise to the throne of God, because the errors are too many. Spiritual error. Oh, you can clap your hands. Number two. Moral errors. We are going to see morality is going to run down. You are going to see plainly. Preacher who have had children out of wedlock, and they can talk about it plainly from the pulpit, and it is normal. Moral error. You are going to see morality will run down. It will be nowhere. Yes, it's a moment when I'm in Siamen. Paul said, said, Christo na misiano. More than why ni ehwe ni sia. Yeah, take them away. Me am jinai. Why ni ehwe ni sia? I'm telling you that if you cannot watch your pastor and his wife and say that these people are following Christ and I want to follow them, then there is an error. A young man made a very, very painful statement last year to me. He attends another church, and I said, you know, it would be great that we can also attend your wedding when it comes, when the time comes. He said, no, I don't want my pastor there in that church to bless my marriage for me. I said, why? He said, never, I don't want him to lay his hands on me. So I asked myself, so what are you doing there then? You know, he said, please, if you can come. I said, that is another error. You cannot be in another church and another pastor blessing your marriage. If you cannot look at your pastor as a model and a portrait of Christ and follow, it's an error. Number three, ethical error. Now we see husbands sleeping out of their houses. It's normal in this building. People are having promiscuous relationships out of their matrimonial home. And it's normal because there are no ethics. No ethics. Because we have no ethics. Ethics is not there. Preachers have lost ministerial ethics. And when I look at our leaders, there are certain things, especially Ghana, I never thought that our leaders, especially this current administration, could do certain things. Never. Ethical stuff. It's not the idea be one, but it's not right. I saw the first day His Excellency the President drove to the Jubilee House. It was in a navy silver metallic BMW 5 series. I thought we were going to protect the public purse. Now we've lost ethics. It's an error. When I look at His Excellency's convoy these days, I cry for this nation. Because the there is no fear of God. Look at the way the Ghanaian people are suffering. It leads me to the next error, financial error. Useless decisions. When we say useless decision, it's not an insult. If the thing is not useful, it's useless. Yeah. The way government thought that money was going to spill all over the place, she says, can you? And even government is feeling it. Because serious. I'm talking to the wise only. Only the wise. I'm seriously talking to only the wise. So we are now in financial errors. Banks are collapsing. I was telling my pastor, these banks that collapsed, they take people's depositors' funds and put it in their venture. And they are doing business. How come then, you don't focus on that particular thing? Rather, you take the deposited funds, go out of the financial clout or market, and go and invest that money into mining or construction, real estate. Something that you do not have too much control and power on. And then you go and there are, malfeasance, vicissitudes. You lose money, but the money does not belong to you because you are committing a financial or a fiscal error. I feel it's kind of a bullshit. Government takes another money and give it to you. You blow it again. Now people are standing in the courts. And these people are supposed to be Christians. What kind of error is that? What kind of error is that? Bitch, you grow for sika, but the mobile call her, no a D. What kind of error is that? They gave you their money because they trusted you and because you were standing in an office of trust. What kind of error is that? How can you let people down like that? What kind of error is that? What kind of error is that? And this is what the church should be talking about. Repent from your evil deeds. I will say that again. Repent from your dubious, evil, malicious, and wicked ways. Because anya wano no aso die Christ ni na ma ye Christ ni e ya ba no awo so no aba no the fruit you are bearing, the fruit, I don't know who I'm talking to right now, the fruit you are bearing, I am talking to the church, the body of Christ, the fruit you are bearing in Ghana. When you come to church, blow in tongues and you bear fruit like nyachum, hypocrisy, and bear fruit like lies and fabrication and exaggeration, and you bear fruits like envy, jealousy, bitterness. Yeah, you are bearing fruits of pithiness, hatred. What kind of error is that? The moment somebody is progressing, we hate the person. This is why church hates church. This is why I see errors. Somebody is doing, let me say, crusade. And everybody feels that his crusade is booming. Suddenly, everybody wants to go and do crusade. Yes, Jare Papa. We are a sick people. Sick nation. Somebody is going to Dubai. He's doing well with Dubai. Suddenly, everybody removed their money from Cantamanto and they also want to go to Dubai. Something is very wrong. Somebody's got him married, his husband. Her husband is an amazing man and all that. Suddenly, you have jumped on somebody's husband and you also want to be a wife, Mrs. Whether you are Mrs. number 4, Mrs. number 5, there is no conscience anymore. Your conscience is dead. Dead. Your conscience is dead. Because will be your Facebook life or bumpy microphone and things are happening. Suddenly, you have stopped your assignment and jumped into Facebook life. What an error. What, you know, you see what I'm doing right now? It will be a grave error that I feel Openikwe Juchere is doing well. So let me stop this and go and do what Openikwe Juchere is doing. It will be a big error for me to think that, oh, Dr. Otabel is doing very well. Let me stop what I am doing and go and do what Dr. Otabel is doing. Let me stop what I'm doing and join Reverend Stephen Stanley Mensa. Let me stop what I'm doing and go and join Christiana Dotete, my mother. Let me stop what I'm doing and go and do what Apostle General is building, an oil dome. Let me also forget about Amponsa Memorial Temple and go and build fire dome. This is the reason why you see people making blunder, errors, mistakes, and all that, and they will do anything to fund their lavish lifestyle. Error! I'm saying to you, come back in line. At all costs, you have to make heaven. At all costs! I don't know who I'm talking to. At all costs! Repent, amend your ways, and come back in line. You are saved by grace through faith. It is not of works. It is the gift of God. You did not suffer for it. You did not work for it. It is the gift of God. You cannot boast about it. You cannot boast about it. Wickedness in the highest order. And this is why we cannot be together as one people in the body of Christ in Ghana. Look at our brothers Nigerians. They love each other. They support each other. This person is having a program. They all come and support that person. We don't have that thing. Oh no, you're whining about that bang. What small boy? Because it is not you. And because, you know, why can't you be grateful to God that he chose you and gave you something and chose other people and gave them also something? Why can't you be happy that God is doing something with you and with others? You are not the only human being on earth. Have a moment, brother. Hallelujah. It must so about when I see jealousy and envy and I see bitterness and resentment and hatred. I know that you are not Christians. You are hypocrites. That is what it is. So Jesus says, strive to enter into the narrow gate. Luke chapter 13 and verse 24. Strive! It means that it is not an easy thing. Put it in a different version. Maybe let's get a better word. Do your best. This other one says, you know, whether few or none, put your mind to on your life with God. You must, I usually, we are still the message. Yeah. Another one will help me. Work hard. So number one, error, spiritual error. Put the points there, let us work. Number two, moral. Three, ethical. Four, financial. Let me talk about five and I put the rest to the next service possibly. Number five, matrimonial, family, and relational errors. Matrimonial, family, and relational errors. When we are courting and we are still in our courtship process, we don't cook for a man. We don't wash for a man. We don't sleep in a man's house. I will say that again. When you are courting with a man and a woman, you are not yet married. You don't sleep in his house. Don't sleep in his house. Listen to this analogy. I go to a shop. It's a grocery shop. I find, you know, a nice butter biscuit on the shelf. Very nicely wrapped. It looks very palatable from the packaging. I pick up one. I open it. And I take just a piece of the biscuit. And I eat. And then I put the rest back on the shelf. Ayeka. Ubiyampe. Ubiyanto. Wankape. This time, the church When I look at the young people, and you see a yee biscuit back on your car, you remove biscuit in there. Remove is getting in there. Your remove is getting in there. Rub and in it out. Finish the content. It is left with only the package. Your remove is getting in there. I'm not going to be able to do it. Number six error, governmental and political errors. Russia is committing an error right now. The world, United Nations and the nations must be bold to tell Russia, Jajimie, stop the error. Tell Russia, this is an error. You want to kill people? Kill strong men like you. Don't take it to, you know, old people's homes, hospitals, pediatric ICUs. Look at how they bombed the hospital in Russia, in Ukraine. Threw a missiles, artillery bombing into a hospital. Blast people. In a place, the hospital was a whatever hospital. It is, what is this? Sir, you better get to your job. We didn't come here to joke. In a hospital where pregnant women are coming out bleeding. Such errors, because somebody wants to feel powerful and strong. No, it's an error. Me se mi mi nimse mi wo pomu ha by nanka because that ko ye un confederalic, because Russia funny baby ko ye confederalic me achichi omatum. Yeah, they arrested one day almost 40,000 people because they spoke against government. It's an error. The next error, number seven, systemic errors. This is why you can see uniform officers can gang up together and kill Osei Emmanuel Osei. Do you want it? The police administration knows that it was not just boys trying to kill or say, it's a cartel. A cartel that rises through the ranks of commissioners. They now seeing that this thing is more than what they thought. I'm serious. How can boys just wake up in the police service and say that we want to kill another police officer if they don't have grounds? Grounds! Most of these people that shot Osei were Osei's mates at the police depot. So these are junior ranking officers, constables, you know. How can they have the strength to the point that when the police was even coming after them, they can fire back, shoot out, because they have weapons. I now understand why the police don't give sidearms to the police officers. Tintin adekwa hanyi, tiyaya tiyaya diobe tong. Yeah. Shot! They make it look like armed robbery. Daytime, they are wearing uniforms. Nighttime, they are armed robbers. Do you want me to stop when the police stops me in the night? Do you want me to stop? In the night when I'm driving, and the policeman lifts his hand in the night and stops me in the middle of the road. Now that you people have become, some of you people have become armed robbers. Do you want me to stop? You have brought the office to disrepute. You have brought that office into this. Are the things that the church should be telling you, because all of you are still in church. Muko Pentecost, Apostolic, CAC, Presby, Methodist, Roman, Muko Alabaster, Muko Baptist, Muko Zion, and all that kind of thing. So when you come to church, we don't have to joke with you. We need to tell you the mind of God. Yeah, Jai Jimie, Jai Jimie, Jai Jimie. Na yenye chuma, upa bonsam, Jai Jimie. And it's not only in the police service. Jai Jimie in armed force. Jai Jimie in Asore. Jai Jimie in all places. Airport and all that. GRA, electricity, VRA. Jai Jimie. Number 8 error. Economic errors. I close. My time is high. And we are in an economic mess. Biobeka Jose Ghana. I had debt. Ghana Joe. Anybody who can be able to say that Ghana is doing well economically is either two things. One, Otafribi. That person is part of this government. These two groups, they can only tell you that things are fine. At the moment, I mean, nobody can even tell me that the things going on around us have not even affected our giving unto God. Yeah. Now, if the tithe is 10 cedis, we tell the Lord, Anto Leumu, you already know that I can't bring all the 10, so that our giving, because there is an error. Let me tell you, this dollar crisis, Your Excellency, is a created crisis. There are some very wealthy rich men in this city who wants to bring your government down. Those people have bought and hoarded dollars. It is intentional. They want to cause city depreciation to the dollar. Then Ghanaians will complain. Then it will make you, Your Excellency, look unpopular. Therefore, it is not a crisis that is normally generated. It is a human-created crisis. They are holding on to dollars into billions. That if you want some, you can't get it. This is why I tell you, Your Excellency, the people around you don't speak truth. That, Your Excellency, if you could get a little truthful counsel, Your Excellency, you would have been one of the most greatest leaders the world has ever produced. But because of the people around you, Your Excellency, it is becoming very difficult for you to put your name in the legacy ranks. Now Ghana is broke. We cannot even pay salaries. As I'm speaking to you, there is an arrears of salaries that, you know, during the Christmas time, you know, the accountant generals took a business in MI, you know, and other people are losing money here and there and all that kind of thing. You know, people who have worked, nurses, part of teachers and all that, all these kind of trainees, almost here, and the sector ministers are taking their money every month. It's an error. The leader and the subordinate, who should make sacrifices? It's an error. Who should make sacrifices? If there is something in this church right now, like we went to the Hachimota Girls Guys Training Camp having a service and there were no chairs, I said, give the elderly people, give them our chairs. Pastor's chairs, give it to elderly people. We should rather be making sacrifices, not the people, not the poor, miserable people should be making those sacrifices. Husband and wife and children, there is meager food or small food in the house. It is not the children that should go hungry. Husband will have to sacrifice his own for his wife and his children. And they eat. Come on, my dear, eat. Mommy, okay. All right, no problem. That is how we start. Sacrifices. And the last thing I will leave with you, number 9, I'll take the 10th one to Bible study on Tuesday. Humanitarian errors. Put that picture back of that train and I want to see those pregnant women coming from there also follow from the hospital. This one is when there is a crisis like this, you don't tell people that you are black, you are a woman, you are whatever. Go to Romania, Poland, and places like that who have opened their doors to refugees. They don't know them anywhere. There is a crisis. It's a humanitarian crisis. We welcome everybody and let them all come in. When there is a crisis, you don't become discriminatory. It's a crisis. Just like it's a humanitarian error. If we tell a child who is about to die from a cardiac problem or disorder that we can't perform the surgery because you have not paid, it's an error. Children are turned away from the cardiothoracic center because they don't have money to pay. It's not yes, say. I am saying. I was paying for an operation from Forest and Pibokasia for a child who went to Kolebu for a heart surgery. The operation was going to cost us almost about $10,000. When we were paying for that money, we paid, I think, $7,000. I said, conduct the operation. By the end of the operation, we'll pay. They said, no. It took another 3 more weeks. Listen to this. It took another 3 more weeks before we could top up to pay that particular thing. When they did the operation, 6 weeks, the boy died. At least perform the surgery. Money is still with us right now. Here in Ghana. Heartless. Heartless. And our leaders are flying to hospitals, luxury hospitals in the world. Headache, we are here. Ear, we are here. Eye, we are here. Nose, we are here. Hair, we are here. Teeth, we are here. Throat, we are here. And I will tell you, since God is a judge, stand to your feet, let's pray. Do not cast away. Hebrews 10:35. Your confidence, which has great recompense of a reward. Don't throw it away. You any free any person. I was saying on Thursday or Friday, one of them, I was saying, power, it has an expiration date. Power. It has an expiry date. The people you see going up are the same you see when you are coming down. Very soon, you will be meeting the same people. Pregnant women are prepared for labor and you go and they are on the floor. Bare floor. Kolibu. Bare floor. A form. Flat. I thought that people, women, when we prepare them for labor, they don't have to come in close proximity with dirt. Dirt. Pregnant woman on the floor with her baby. The best is a cloth she brought from the house. And they finish giving birth and they are owing Kolibu and they detain them 3 months, 6 months because they are owing how much? 1,000 cedis, 2,000 cedis. Ghana, are you so heartless like this? Are you that heartless? On top of that, go and see the disrespect of medical people. They talk like this to people. Maketiaso. Heartless people. Is there end time, my darling? Heartless people. Want us to make intercession for ourselves and some for our country. The right hand is on your chest, my darling. Play the national anthem for us. Stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana, on the altar of the Lord, and please, with all your heart, make intercession for this nation. We need the help of God. We need the grace of God, and we are asking God's mercy. Can I hear you pray in the name of the Lord Jesus? Come on. In Jesus' precious name. Remember us. Heal us, oh God. Remember us. Remember us as a nation. Heal our wounds. Heal our help. Help us. Oh God, help us. In the precious name of Christ Jesus. Help us. Kutaro de kadibarahaske. Vialo kadadadaha. Oh my God. A heart like yours is what we desire. We want the heart of Christ. Compassionate. Kind, loving, exemplary, godliness, eternal life, the traits of eternal life. Godly people, we want to be godly, 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 godly people. Godly, godly husbands, godly wives, God-fearing children, God-fearing society. We tremble at his word. We love God. My Lord. God fearing. God fearing. Remember to pray for yourself. This week, whatever you'll be doing, wherever you'll be going, we bring it all before the throne of God. We ask of the benediction, the blessings of God upon all your efforts this week, from Monday up to school the next Sunday. We are asking for protection. We are asking for covering. We are asking for guidance. We are asking for mercy. We are asking that the grace of God will lift you and elevate you and place you upon the rock for your feet to stay. In the name of Jesus, tranquility, stability, success, relevance, significance, yeah, to build the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Yes! In the name of Jesus. Sing this old song as we old hymn, close with it.
A charge to keep, a God to glorify, a God.
Just the same stanza for the last time. Come on, a God to glorify. When you appear in your glory, may you find us worthy, find us worthy of divine rewards. May we come to the place of transformation that comes through your word, because your word is alive, quick and sharper than every two-edged sword. Anybody that hears your word, it cleanses them, it washes them white as snow. We ask in Jesus' name that we will gain true repentance through your word and to be soundly born again in Christ Jesus. Now I commend your people to you and to the word of your grace that is able to build them up and to give them an inheritance. I commit this nation to your trust and to have mercy on us and place us to where you have designed. I make intercession for Ukraine and the people of Ukraine. Arise, O God, defend the helpless, defend the frail, the vulnerable, the underprivileged, the less fortunate, in the name of Jesus. Deliver them from the heartlessness of the peril of the gun and the bullet and the artillery and the bombs and the missiles that are after their lives. I pray in the name of Jesus, heal our economy. Deliver us from evil. I pray for every man standing here, every woman. May the Lord enrich you with his favor. And may the covenant blessings of Inshremu, Inshremu, Inshrankwa be your portion. Go in peace and come back with many testimonies. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, somebody shout amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.